It's time for Tales of Lincoln County with your hosts, Shannon LaFave and Abel Guzman from the Humane Society.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Tales of Lincoln County with the Humane Society of Lincoln County here at KRUI. Happy Saturday morning. This is Shannon with...
This is Abel Guzman. Good morning, everybody.
Hope everybody's having a stellar morning. We have a special guest with us today. We have Ms. Lori Whitworth, who is our Humane Society Volunteer Coordinator. Now, that is a huge chunk, Lori. You do a lot.
It doesn't really feel like a lot. It feels like a treat to work with this wonderful team of people.
They are great.
The volunteers we have are so committed and so wonderful. It's
great.
Really a joy to work in that area.
Stellar. Well, before we get into volunteering with Lori, we're going to take a moment for a bit of a shelter update, Abel. What's shaking?
Well, you know, for this month, I thought for being a short month, we still did have some animals come in. 48 animals came in for the month of February. 48 for being a short month, yeah. A lot of them were strays that were picked up. But of those, 41 went back home or got adopted or transferred.
That's wonderful.
So it kind of equaled out.
Okay, so you say 41 have walked out our door one way or the other. That leaves 7. Does that mean that we have 7 animals, cats, dogs, that still remain at the shelter from this just the specific month of February?
Yes.
So what is the longest term guest that we've had?
The longest term guest that we've had at the shelter was 1 year and 2 months.
No way.
Yes.
Amazing.
This was back at the Gavilan shelter that
we had. Oh, got it.
That's the longest. Now, currently in this one, it's changed.
A lot.
The longest we've had so far is 4 months.
Oh, not too shabby.
So it's less. But on average, within 2 weeks, an animal gets adopted. That's the average right now. The average is between 12 and 14 days before an animal gets adopted, which is great.
That's really remarkable.
But it is,
especially,
Lori,
for a small village like we are.
Right. Well, and what's remarkable, too, for those animals is that during that period of time, they're getting medical care if they need it. They're getting fed. They have a warm guest room. Mm-hmm. They get walks by all of our stellar volunteers.
They get some training.
They get quite a bit of training
these days.
Oh, man. Oh, it's kind of like going to school.
It is.
They may not want to be strays anymore.
It's like manor school, you know.
Right. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So, we also had spay day.
Gosh.
How did it go?
It was awesome. It was great. 48 animals we did. Dogs. We had 25 volunteers that were there. It was just, wow, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Y'all, Abel worked med prep. So he was getting all of the meds prepped for all the dogs. Lori, who we have here, was doing anesthesia for one of the surgery rooms. We had two. And I was just transporting dogs back and forth between surgery suites. But it was a work of art. I mean, it was really amazing.
Yep.
You know, after having worked the previous World Spay Day, I can say that every year we get a little more organized and a little better, and I thought this one went more smoothly than ever before.
Oh, yeah.
It's so important to have the same people working from year to year so that we can do just that. And I know you were instrumental in making sure we made some really terrific changes. I know that Abel and Chris make it their job to improve every single year, but we couldn't do it without all of the volunteers and folks that hang around from day to day.
Right.
It's true.
I know one of the strengths of our shelter is the fact that we have such a stable staff. And I think that comes from the top, from Chris and Abel. Our staff seem to all be super committed and loyal. There's very little turnover. They just seem to be happy and fulfilled in their job. And our volunteers are beginning to feel like that, too. We used to have a little bit more of a revolving door, but our volunteers seem rock solid now. They're forming their own community and getting socialized themselves along with the dogs.
No.
We do need socializing, don't we?
And we do a little bit.
Because so many of us are so much better with animals than with people.
No, but I do like that point. I mean, I do see, you know, how we have more and more volunteers that work with us year round now. back in Gavilan Canyon, we had the queen bees who were faithful, and everybody else was seasonal. You know, we'd have five volunteers maybe for a month, and then it would drop down. But now, you know, things are getting a lot better, and we see the effect that it has on the animals.
Right. Another exciting change recently is that we've gotten some younger volunteers, some senior high school students and some kids from the college, and it just injects such energy and fun. One of our younger volunteers built a snowman when it snowed. Yeah, they are totally unafraid to take those dogs out in the snow.
Right.
And the dogs love the snow.
Well, and Abel mentioned our queen bees. You know, we had Joy and Jan on call, and they were waking those animals up, getting them up, and loving on them and loading them into cars. Yeah, so absolutely. We have brand new volunteers who are just who've just been around for a couple of days, and those who've been around for years.
Years, yes.
You know, it's really, how many activities can you do where you will have volunteers who are anywhere from 18 to well into their 70s?
True.
And it's just a great place to volunteer. It's a great place to find a community of people who love animals like you do. It's a wonderful socialization spot in town.
That's very true, Lori. Very true. And, you know, as we're on that, what are some of the opportunities that volunteers have?
Well, in addition to walking the dogs, we also have cat cuddling. We have our resale shop where we always need people to help with merchandising, organizing the things that come in, dusting shelves, helping shoppers find things. And then we have lots of events that we need hands-on help from volunteers, manning a booth, passing out our pamphlets, and letting people know where we are and what we do.
Right.
And what are some of our events we have coming up?
You know, March, we have Funny Bunny hopping into town on Saturday, March 28th from 12 to 3. And that is actually an event that our resale shop puts on and our volunteers assist. But this is photos with Funny Bunny, our giant white rabbit that comes only to us, folks. Bring your pets, any pets. I bet Funny Bunny would just love to see a snake.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
That'll be a first.
Anyway, so you can bring your pets, your kids, obviously, and come out to the resale shop for Funny Bunny on March 28th. We have a brand new event coming up, WagFest, on May 2nd. This we're doing, it's sponsored by the Midtown Association and the Village Parks and Rec with the Humane Society of Lincoln County. There's going to be a parade. There's a dog and owner costume contest.
And there's that ice cream crank-off contest.
Lori, you can't forget that. That's right. That's right. People are going to be making homemade ice cream, you guys.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yes, there will be food trucks, music. Yeah, so May 2. Now, May 1 and 2, of course, is Smokey Bear Days. And this is the 50th anniversary of the event. Not of Smokey Bear, but of the event in Capitan. We'll be out there also. And then, of course, we have our big furball, Paws and Outlaws, coming up June 5th at the Alto Country Club. And volunteers can work with us on any of those things. Any of those things. Yeah. But, Lori, there's something else that volunteers can do. What else is special that volunteers have opportunities
That's for? True. We haven't visited about fostering. Fostering is a really important and wonderful opportunity for volunteers to become engaged with. It's a great way to help free up some space in the shelter for other dogs, to engage in having a wonderful pet in your own home temporarily, but not having to make a 10 to 15 year commitment.
Right.
You get
right.
all the benefits without all the obligation. It's a very low cost because when you foster, our shelter will provide food, crates, medical care during that time. And all of our fosters are vetted, so the animal that you take home will be gentle and kind and not perfect because that's where you come in. It really helps to increase the health and wellness of both the dog and the person. Research pretty much shows that interacting with an animal improves your blood pressure and makes the dog happier too.
True. Well, let's back up for just a second. You mentioned that it really helps the shelter. Abel, how does fostering actually help the shelter?
It helps in so many ways. I mean, like Lori said, it frees up space. Fostering for a shelter really helps out, especially whenever we're at capacity, the shelter's at capacity. Fostering an animal helps out in that sense, whether it be a cat, a dog, even puppies. But also, it helps even to socialize those animals. They get out of being in that type of environment and into a home. Because a lot of these animals that come in, the majority of them, strays that don't know what it is to be in a house, don't know what it is to live around a family, another pet, another, you know.
Right.
So it helps out. So whenever, you know, the fostering period's over, they come back, they're totally different. They've done a 180. It's awesome. It is so awesome and that, to see that happen.
Sure.
And I know Shannon and I have discussed at other times, a special heartwarming type of animal to foster is when we get an elderly pet that's right. been in a family and the person who owned them either passed away or they had to go into the military. And these are pets that are accustomed to being in a home, unlike a stray, and they are just totally lost in our shelter. And if you can foster them for a little while until we find a home for them, it makes their life so much easier.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned finding a home for them. So my last foster, Mystic, I took her on hikes before she was actually my foster, and she was discovered online through videos and pictures that my hiking group posted, and a family in Pagosa Springs, Colorado actually adopted her.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, there's getting the dogs out, the exposure around town. Oh, my goodness, our town loves our dogs. Sabor gives out pup cones, and we take them to No Bones About It to pick out treats, and everybody lets them come in the shops. Yeah,
some of our volunteers, even if they're not fostering, they'll just come and check a dog out, like checking out a book for a few hours, and they put on all their Adopt Me swag, and they go walking through Midtown or go on a hike, and it gets great exposure for the dog visually among the public, but it also gets the dog used to being around other people and dogs, and it's a great way to start conversations.
Yeah, if you're looking for a date, out with
there
the dog.
You go, yeah.
It's a chick magnet.
Go to downshift, you know.
Well, we do have a lot of dog-friendly patios in this town.
We do. Well, you know, Mystic came here to the radio station several times with me, and she would just curl up on the floor, and she really liked Greg. So, yeah, by taking them into your home, it really helps them get to know your routine and the routine that could be that of a dog going out on the town in the car, out of the car, into stores and whatnot. So, yeah, it really does help them learn so much.
One of the things that I've always found interesting is the rule of three that I learned since I became a volunteer at the shelter. I never thought about it before. And they say it takes 3 days for a dog to decompress, 3 weeks for them to learn your routine, and 3 months before they feel fully at home and not fearful that they're going to end up on the street or in a cage again somewhere. Mm-hmm. So if you do choose to foster, please keep the rule of three in mind. And Abel, can you talk about what people need to do to become a foster at our particular facility?
Yeah, sure. By all means. I mean, online, they could go online to start off with. There's they could search up on our website about fostering, what's required there. They could come on in, fill out a foster application. I mean, we would really like if you have kids in your family to bring your kids down, you know.
Sure.
And bring your pets down as well. That way they get to know the animal that you're fostering. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you want to make sure that your house is ready because, you know, some of these dogs have never been in a house, you know, and some have. You know, you got to be prepared for those things. But if you do decide to foster and let's say you do pick one, like you said, Lori, it takes time for them to adapt. They went from a shelter life to a house life. So it'll take time. But you will make a difference in that animal's lives for sure if you end up doing that. Food is included with this. Just to let everybody know, if you decide to foster, we will give you food. Any medical stuff, you don't have to worry about that. We'll cover that as well.
And a crate, right?
And a crate, yes, exactly. And a crate.
Nighttime crating, I think, is a good idea when you're introducing a new dog to
your
home.
No, definitely, it is. And, yes, so, I mean, if you're interested, please come on down, take a look. You don't have to take an animal right then and there. You know, we've had fosters come day after day until they find that one that they know they can work with. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to make sure that you're able to work with that animal as well. You can't just go in and pick one. I'm taking this one without knowing the background of the animal. Right. You don't want to do that. Our website is hslcnm.org if you guys want to look up information about that. But by all means, fostering, it changed lives in both ways. Not only the animal, but even yours. You'll see a difference.
It really does. I miss Mystic desperately. And I miss Renee. And I miss the Christmas puppies and the leap year litter. But it is so exciting to see them going off with their families. When Blue, the great big fat roly-poly leap year puppy, was adopted by one of our special couples in the community and grew into Pablo, the super dog. I mean, it is so exciting to see how they grow and develop and become part of a family. Mystic had a medical condition, and so she had therapy, but there was a wonderful physical therapist that came to our home to take care of Mystic's therapy sessions, and then the house just became a gym for her needs. And now I know all about canine physical therapy. Well, not all about it, but yeah. So it really is. It really does help us to grow as well.
Gives you something great to talk about when you call your kids.
It does.
Guess what I did today?
It does. Well, and I've had a foster puppy that actually went to Dallas with me. So, So they really do. They become part of your family for that period of time. And if you go, they go too, and they always went everywhere with me. Fostering is always a volunteer option. There is a commitment requirement. You know, fostering isn't just a one-night deal, but it can be for a weekend. It can be longer. Obviously not for great expanses of time, because you don't want that animal to grow attached to you, unless you're planning on adopting.
But that is a possibility to foster before you pull the trigger on a full-blown adoption. But it's especially helpful when we have people who are willing and able to foster a series of animals over the period of years, because instead of just giving one dog a home, you can help dozens of dogs get a home.
We had in the past, we had a lady in town. Unfortunately, she passed away, but she would always foster kitten litters. When her kitten season was around, she had two litters that she would take.
Oh, my Lord.
And she would raise them, and she would bring them back whenever they're about 8-10 weeks old. They already knew the routine of a house, which helped out.
Oh, my word.
But every year she did that for about 7 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So you too can borrow a litter.
Yeah, there you go.
Borrow a cat, borrow a dog. Yeah.
Wow. And all the information for fostering or becoming a volunteer is on our website.
Exactly. hslcnm.org.
Yeah. And our relatively new website, it's really easy to maneuver now. We encourage you to go and check it out. Of course, you know, it has information about our education programs and the adoptable animals and any events that we have coming up, too. So please do go to the website. Yeah, fill out that volunteer application, and Lori or one of our other board members who trains volunteers will get in touch with you to come up and visit. There's also orientation online, right, Lori?
Well, we do have an orientation video attached to the welcome letter that I send out to every person who signs up to volunteer. But we do like you to have an in-house orientation, but the link on the email that you get is kind of a preview, so you know what to expect when you get there, and also you can use it to review all the things that you get exposed to when you do come up to Orient. We also have a Facebook page, so if you're a Facebook person, visit our Facebook page, give us some likes, give us some comments, share pictures of your own dog. Do we have a link for volunteering on the Facebook page? I don't know that we do.
We may post it from time to time, but the most consistent is on our website. Yeah. Any other thoughts about fostering or volunteering or events that we have coming up, you guys?
Mark your calendars for WagFest.
Mark your calendar for WagFest.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so looking forward to seeing the costumes.
Yes.
That's going to be fun.
Awesome. We're going to have some great prizes for costumes. So dress up.
That's right. Yes. That's right.
And just, again, you can make a difference. Whether you volunteer, whether you're foster, you can make a difference in the life of an animal for sure. And even your own, you'll see. It'll change you in one way or another.
I think it smooths out our rough edges. Okay. Well, I guess that is us for now. Remember, we do have Funny Bunny coming up at the resale shop out on Highway 70 in Ruidoso on March 28th from 12 to 3 o'clock. Come hop on by. Bring your animals, your kids for some photos. Check out the shop. You know, we have all kinds of wild holiday things year-round, and accept donations year-round as well.
Yes, please bring your donations to the resale shop. We are always looking for new merchandise, so if you have some things you're ready to move on, drop them off.
Yes, totally. Or give us a call and we'll pick it up.
True. We even do home pickups. Awesome. Well, kids, I guess that is us for today. Tales of Lincoln County here on KRUI. Again, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Come on out to the shelter to visit. Check out our special guests anytime during the week. And remember, as Kitey would say,
adopt
don't shop.
You've been listening to Tales of Lincoln County with Shannon and Abel on KRUI 1490 AM and 99.1 FM, The Mountain.